Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie coming at ya. Yeah, two podcasts in a row that fast. That's pretty awesome. So I hope you guys are doing good and checking your sugar and your sugar's well. I hope your blood pressure's well and your HS and your diabetes. And, you know, let me know. Leave me a voice message. I'll send you guys, you can just push on a thing. There's a little link. So that's all you have to do is push the link to leave me a voice message. Well, today I wanted to talk with you guys about how it's important that the wisdom that we learn in life, how it's important basically to apply that wisdom and just keep going forward in life. And I know, I believe God's given me a lot of wisdom in the Bible. In James, it says, James 1:5, I believe it is, because that was my devotion for today. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So, basically, the wisdom that we get in our life from learning different things that God, teaches us, and just life in general, we learn all these different, valuable things in life. We can apply those to our life and we can see what a change, it is in us. God sees it, number one. And we see it, and then other people see it, and our example in our life can help so many other people. So when we take that wisdom that we've learned, I know Solomon, King Solomon in the Bible, he prayed for wisdom. He prayed for it, he always asked God, give me wisdom. Okay, and God was pleased with Solomon, his choice he made. He was the wisest king and the richest king in history of the world, So I believe it's 1 Kings 3, 5 through 14. So I'll have to check that out, but that's what I believe it is. So God loves it when his children wish to be wise. Daniel in the Bible wished 3 times a day for God to give him wisdom. Well, he gave him wisdom, he gave him strength, he gave him tenacity, he gave him many things, but he kept him safe from the lions in the lion's den, and not one hair was touched on him. So we got to take that wisdom that we learn in life, from God, and things that we learn on our own also, and we learn from other people, and we have to try to apply that to our life. We're never ever going to be perfect. We're never ever going to be this picture perfect kind of person. We're human beings, okay? So I want to, iterate about, if I can speak, that would be great, about how important it is to care for ourselves. And if we care for ourselves, we can help others. So that wisdom that you learn about taking care of yourself as far as exercise, diet, and such, that just, it will flourish. It'll flourish in your heart, in your soul. It'll flourish in your life. It'll flourish with your family, your spouse, your friends, people you meet on the street, and this world is smaller than you think, because you never know. You might know someone that knows someone who knows someone and such, and your example, good or bad, and we all mess up. Your example and your wisdom that you learn in life, that God gives to you, you know, it really makes a huge impact in people's lives. You know, it changes people for the good. Sometimes it changes them for a bad, you know, for the bad. Sometimes they think, you know, is this person for real? Is this person, you know, 100%? Are they saying and doing these things all the time? Like, people watch you. You know, your children watch you when they grow up. If you say things, if you're doing wrong or whatever, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to think it's okay to do that. And, you know, whatever it is, you know, your children pick up on that, your nieces and nephews, your brothers and sisters, your family, your friends. And really, I mean, you want to be a good example for everyone, okay? It's just very important to take that wisdom that you learn and apply it to your life, because it can just keep flourishing from person to person. And all these kind things, all these good things that you can do for one another, you know, it takes one person. It takes one person to be kind. And if that person is kind, then it goes to the next person and the next person, the next person. You know, we may not all know each other, but we're all of one God, and we're all human beings, you know, at least most of us, I think. But, you know, we all have to give a little and care a little and love more and be kinder and appreciate the blessings that we have. You know, so many other people don't have the things that we have. Some people can't find work. Some people have lost everything, you know, during this what's going on in this crazy world. People have lost their businesses. People have lost their livelihoods. Some people never really could get a good job. You know, some people barely, you know, could get by. Some people are homeless. Some people are one check next to becoming homeless. Some people, you know, are so trying to strive for the very best, but they forget about to take care of themselves. You know, so we're all basically going down a path. It depends on which way we want to go. You know, we have to try to do our best to go down the right path in life, you know, because we are examples that we give to other people. They perceive who we are, you know, and then they're like, oh, then this person, they must be, you know, not really a nice person or a good person or whatever. And not that you have to prove who you are, but the character of a man and a woman is shown by the things they do, the things they say. And people have to realize that we all make mistakes in life, and we all say dumb things, and we all do dumb things. Sometimes many, many times. I'm at fault for that, you know. But I'm human. And I'm a person, and I, you know, I have a voice, and I have validation of who I am, and I know where I want to go, and I'm just letting God direct me. I know where I want to go, but, you know, if he directs me a different way, then he directs me a different way. And he may do that for you in your life. You know, somebody might be grieving. You have no clue what other people are going through. You know, somebody might be grieving. They lost a spouse or a friend or a family member or family members. You know, I have friends that have lost multiple family members in a short period of time. I've lost a lot of friends to cancer and various other diseases, car accidents, horrible things. I've lost family members to cancer and dementia. And my mother-in-law died of MS, and my father-in-law died of COPD, and my stepmother-in-law died of COPD, emphysema. And, you know, I've lost friends and family members to suicide, and I've gone through a lot of stuff, and I'm sure you guys have too, you know, and that's on your heart. And, you know, sometimes it can be painful. And whatever you do with that pain, once you kind of, you heal from it, you may never ever get over it, but you have to get somehow through it. Because you can never, ever, ever give up. You can't. You got to keep going. You got to go, because whether it's just you, or you have a children or a child or a husband or wife, family member, you have to keep going. And that's what I'm talking about with wisdom. You take that wisdom that you learn in life, and you apply it to your life, and you keep going forward. Nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody understands. Sometimes people, even myself, need someone to talk to, need a shoulder to cry on. And that's important, that we are there for other people. So we have to be kind, we have to be honest, we have to be true, we have to be who we say we are and do what we say to other people to do, you know? And we all have our days where we just don't feel like it. You know, we just don't want to deal with life and people's stuff and just work and, you know, drama and whatever. Life is full of drama. It is all drama. I laugh about those people who say they hate drama, because those are the people usually that start it the most, and they don't even realize it. It's not even funny. It's actually really sad, and I pity them, because the simple fact is, we are all drama. We're all full of it. We're human. We are all full of silliness and, you know, just whatever in life. I mean, think about every little, you know, not minute thing that you've done in life, but we've all done silly stuff and said silly stuff. And, you know, it's what we do with it. Like I said in the last podcast, you know, you have to do something. You have to keep going forward, you know. And the storms that you have in life will keep making you go forward. Keep pressing, you know, you'll keep making you press on and make you develop into the person that you are supposed to be, you know. So, I mean, I tell you guys this a million times. Pat yourself on the back, you know. Tell yourself, you know, I'm okay. You guys have to realize that you are enough, that you are special, and that, you know, you are a valued person in this world. Whether people tell you that all the time or every day, at least I'm trying to tell you that. You have to see that there's goodness in you, okay? And be good to you. So, you know, be good to you and be good to yourself, and then you can be good to others. It really is a mind opener these past few years, all the things that have happened. You know, I don't like to get into certain such, you know, like discussions about certain things, and I don't like to talk about certain things on the podcast, for the simple fact is there's enough of that stuff on the news, there's enough of that stuff on social media, there's enough of that stuff in the world general. I'm just here to, I don't know, just maybe give you a voice of love and reason and care, you know, and let you guys know that I love you and I care for you and I want the best for you. You know, and I want that for all my family and friends. I want that for my husband and my son and my nieces and my nephews and my siblings and my parents and my aunts and uncles and everybody, every single person that I love and care for. And truly, I mean, I love all of you guys. And I'm called to love one another. You know, I'm called to love thy neighbor as thyself. And I really had to learn that I have to practice what I preach. Not that I'm trying to preach to you, but I'm saying, as far as in general, what I say I have to do you know, and we all learn that as we grow, as we become a person. I guess that wisdom just is enveloped in us and it takes hold and it flourishes. You know, it's sort of like, I'll give you the analogy of a flower. Now, I had this beautiful orchid my son bought me for Mother's Day. It was the most, let me paint a picture. It was the most beautiful, tall, pink, and white orchid. Okay, I love orchids. I love flowers. I love roses and sunflowers. I love them. And you take this plant, okay? As time went on, each flower fell off. I saved every single one of the petals. And I dried them because they were just so beautiful. At times, when it got too much water in the soil, the roots would get really swampy and squishy and gross. And when I let off a little bit, okay, and I watered it occasionally like an orchid's supposed to be, now it's starting to grow back again. There's a little, 1, 2, 3 little areas where it's trying to grow back. And orchids are very hard to grow. I don't know if everybody knows about that. Maybe some people can grow orchids or flowers really well. I'm good at gardens and I'm good at some plants, but orchids are very hard to, you know, manage because they can be very fussy. And that's how human beings are. We can be very fussy. We can be very silly. But really, in reality, that's our opinions, that's our feelings. And that's okay. We're all allowed that, but we have to take care of ourselves and then we will grow. It'll take some time. But we'll get there. You just got to realize your journey is different than other people's. And you got to accept people for who they are and love them for who they are. Because we're all different in many ways. We're all the same, but we're very different. No matter what culture we come from, no matter what religion, race, or whatever. I believe we're all made in God's holy image. And we're all beautiful. And we're all special. We're all, you know, we're all part of this big planet, and it's all right. It's all right if we're all different. I think I told you guys this a long time ago. Excuse me, I got a little tickle in my throat there. I think it's from my green drink. The almonds maybe aren't grounded up enough, but when my son was very young, he asked me one time, Mommy, you know, why did God make us all different? Why do we all look different? Why don't we all act different? And I just kind of like looked and I pondered and I thought, I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know. And he had to be 4 or 5 years old. I think he was in kindergarten first, you know. He was like about 5, I'm thinking. And I said, I have no clue. What do you think? And he said, Mommy, I think God made us all different in so many different ways. So we'll all learn to love one another. And it says in the Bible, out of the mouths of babes. And my eyes open and my ears open. And I really paid attention to that. And as I've gotten older, I know that I've just had so many good people of all different kinds of walks of life. I've met good people, I've met bad people, but they are all people. And they are all important. Some are here on this earth and some have passed away. And the things that I've learned from them, I mean, it really has helped me day in, day out, to make me who I am. And I hope you've learned that too in your life. You know, you take all these things, you know, that I say, and you understand that, you know, we are all special. And it doesn't matter what people's opinions of you are, truly, it's what you think of yourself. and it's how you treat yourself. You know, a lot of us struggle with all these health issues, and people don't have a clue what we're going through. And they may never, and that's okay. Because, you know, we wouldn't wish this on anybody. I know I wouldn't. I don't wish ill on anyone. And I'm thankful that I'm getting better every day. I have days where I'm not good, just like you guys have. And I have days that I'm exhausted and tired and sick, or, you know, I caught a cold or a stomach bug or, you know, whatever, you know. And it's just, you feel like, oh, this is enough today. And sometimes it is, you know. But you take all that wisdom that you learn in life and you make it flourish in your life and you help it grow in you. And you apply it to yourself and all the things you do. And then you see, you know, I mean, send me a message. Let me know how it works out, you know. Because a lot of people that wanted to give up, that didn't, right now they're doing really, really, really well. Some aren't doing the greatest, but a lot are doing really well. And I'm very proud of them, and I'm very blessed to have them in my life, and I love them very much. And I love all you guys. So now that we all love each other, let's, you know, give a virtual hug there, you know, squeeze ya. There you go. So I want you all to have a good one. I want you to listen to what I had to say, and I, you know, I hope you realize that you know, you are special, like I said. And I'm glad that you listen to my podcast. I'm very, very blessed. You're welcome to leave me voicemail, you know, voice messages pertaining, you know, to the podcast. I don't get too personal, you know. I just don't feel there's a need. I don't like to share every little detail of my life. But because we all need privacy, you know, let's say that we all need it. So, you know, send me a message, you know, let me know what kind of subjects you want to learn more about. If there's anything you want to ask me, you know, like I said, just, you know, ask me, leave me the voicemail. I can either put it on the podcast or I can just, you know, basically write things down and look things up and talk to my doctor and my gynecologists and my endocrinologists and, you know, people. I'm very fortunate. I have a lot of people that can help me through all this. And I know I'm thinking about having another podcast with my husband in it, like another Q&A. So it can kind of help guys, you know, it can help guys see from a husband's point of view. And also women can hear, too, and understand, hey, their husband has, you know, these health issues and stuff, too. They can kind of relate and be like, oh, and that's how he takes it. Oh, that's how she takes it, you know. Because, you know, women and men take things a lot differently. So I think that would be a pretty cool thing. I'll bring him back on. I got to make up a questionnaire for him and, you know, let him look it over, whatever. And we kind of just, you know, kind of do it on the fly. So that's where I'm at right now. And it's Friday, so I hope you guys have an awesome day. And, you know, I know the sun's shining here a lot here in Michigan, and I hope it's not muggy, I'm praying, but, you know, it is what it is. It's still the, like, the end of summer, so I'll take it before winter time comes. So I'm ready for fall, though. So you guys have a good one, and I'll be thinking of you and praying for you, and you take care of yourselves, okay? All right, thank you so much. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye. Mwah.